Brother Moses prayed already this morning, so I think I'll just start here. I just had a few thoughts on as we go through life. There's times when, we maybe feel attacks from Satan. There's different times when maybe we struggle, or maybe the Lord's testing us, or maybe Satan's even attacking us in some way. I just wanted to encourage us in times like that, and draw our thoughts towards our responses to that. Does our response matter? Does it make a difference on how we respond to those times? I'm just gonna read a couple examples in the Bible here. I think I have like four examples that I want to look at. Each one we want to look at how they responded and how it turned out. The first one I want to look at is in Luke 22. It's about Peter. Luke 22:31. It's when the apostles were gathered together there with Jesus. And the Lord said, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. In verse 33, Peter made a promise, or he told Jesus his desire. "Lord, I'm ready to go with thee, both into prison and to death." His heart was right. He was ready to die. He was with Jesus there. But what I had to think about is even though we have good intentions or our heart is right with the Lord, sometimes we do fail. Sometimes it seems like we have a moment of weakness and we give in, even though that's not our desire. So let's just read. I'll read in Luke 22, starting in verse 56, where he denied Jesus. "But a certain maid..." "...beheld him as he sat by the fire, and earnestly looked upon him, and said, This man was also with him. But he denied him, saying, Woman, I know him not. And after a little while, another saw him, and said, Thou art also of them. Peter said, Man, I am not. And about the space of 1 hour after another..." "...the space of 1 hour after, another confidently affirmed, saying, Of a truth, this fellow also was with him, for he is a Galilean. And Peter said, Man, I know not what thou sayest. And immediately while he spake, the cock crew. And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter, and Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said unto him, Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And Peter went out and wept bitterly." So we can see that that Peter, he saw his mistake there, and I believe he was repentant there. He regretted it very much. I believe it matters how he would have responded. If he would have just hardened his heart and said, "Well, I didn't mean to do that," and just made excuses, it could have turned out differently further on. In where I found in John 21, where Peter was restored to fellowship with Jesus. I don't have a verse. I don't have the verse number wrote down here, but let me go to that real quick. Where Jesus asked him if he loves me. I'm not going to read it, but he was restored. His fellowship was restored with Jesus there. The second example is the story of Job. And in the first chapter there, he lost his family. And I believe he lost pretty much everything that he had there. His animals, his servants, and at least most of his family there. And in the last part of chapter 1, verse 21, he says, the last part of that verse says, "The Lord gave and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Verse 22 says, "In all this Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly." And then in chapter 2, Satan came to the Lord and says that he thinks Job would curse God if he would touch his health, if his health would be bad. And the Lord gave Satan permission to attack Job in that way, but to save his life. And what's hard for me to fathom is how his wife, in verse 9, his wife said to curse God and die. It would seem like if my wife would say something like that, it'd just be a struggle to know how to respond. But he stayed true to the Lord. And I have to wonder how it would have turned out if he would have done that. I think we know that things would have turned out quite a bit different for Job if he would have responded differently there. Going back to the end of Job in chapter 42, verse 10, "And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before." One thing I forgot to mention is even though his wife tempted him to respond in the wrong way, after that his friends also came and said some very hard things to him there, and he could have responded in a very human way to them, but later the Lord told his friends that Job would pray for them. But his response was that he blessed the Lord. The third person is Daniel. Where the king commanded him to stop praying to God, and he opened his window and prayed, and always in a certain spot there, and it seems like he could have maybe chose to pray in secret or at a different time of the day, but he didn't. He chose to pray at that time and place that he always did. What a testimony. I believe there he responded with faith. And God closed the lion's mouth, and the king's heart was changed there. What would have happened if he would have prayed in secret and no one would have found out? They would have thought, oh, that he listened to the king's law, and maybe the king's heart never would have been changed. So the fourth and ultimate example is Jesus. And the example that I was thinking of is in Matthew 3, where Jesus was baptized there in Matthew 3. Matthew 3:16. I'll just read two verses here. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And the reason that these verses stood out to me is sometimes when we're obedient and we maybe have a victory even or something like that, it seems like the devil will come and attack us after that. And it just stood out to me that after Jesus was baptized, then the devil came. In chapter 4, I'm just going to quickly read verse 1 through 11 here. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, "If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple and saith unto him, "If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone." Jesus said unto him, "It is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, "All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me." Then saith Jesus unto him, "Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. And I believe that that Jesus never sinned, and he responded with authority here, with just a godly authority, and we can have the same power if we're in the Lord's will, and we can respond to the devil's temptations and attacks with the same authority, with God's help there. That's pretty much all I have. I'd like to read a couple of verses of encouragement. Yeah, that's Jeremiah 17. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 7 and 8. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is, for he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. I think that's all I have. God bless you.